Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
On the weekend, Bob, I did some spring cleaning, actually. I think it was like the warmer weather has just inspired me a little bit.
I was actually just looking out the window before and it is light outside.
Is it?
Yeah. We don't notice because we're in a very dark and dingy studio. Like, how long has this been going on?
Well,
how long has the sun been coming up that early?
I know on Friday I walked out after 7 and was like, oh my goodness, it's a bit daylight out there. So it must be happening and we don't even know it, Bob.
It's going to be daylight savings before we know it.
5 weeks.
Wow.
5 weeks. And it's going to be spring on Wednesday.
Woo!
Which I'm very excited for. And you'll find out more about that later in the week. But what I did decide to do, our bathroom is very, I don't know, it's very closed up and musty and horrible. And I found a little bit of like mold developing on a window. So I was like, nah, I'm clearing everything. I removed everything out of the bathroom. And I bought some White King bleach spray, soap scum stuff, and just sprayed it everywhere. That was not a very good idea.
I'm immediately thinking of your naughty border collie running about.
No, he was fine. So he was removed from the situation. I was home alone. But the problem is I've never really cleaned with bleach before. It wasn't until my friend who was a cleaner said to me afterwards, less is very much more with bleach. And I did not take that approach at all. To the point where all day, very bad for your bleach. I had windows open and everything, but I could not smell bleach for the whole rest of the day. I also have given my painted windowsill in the bathroom a lovely like speckled effect.
Oh.
It's because the bleach has just stripped the colour out of the paint. And so it's like a weird yellowy tinge with now like white blotches and run marks through the paint.
Well, that's all right. You and Corb are always looking for another DIY project. You could repaint the window frame.
Yeah, well, I guess like we're going to eventually, so it's not that big of a deal. But it was a whole thing. I literally had to go and sit outside for about 20 minutes just to get some fresh air because my whole head just felt like I had honestly cleaned out my nostrils. There's just nothing left. It was stripped back.
Okay, I was actually wondering about this. I thought, should I do this as a break or not? We're here now. What's your nose hair situation like?
My nose hair situation?
Yeah, do girls get a lot of...
Yeah.
They need to be trimmed?
I've never trimmed mine. Sometimes maybe I feel like I should, but I'm not to a point where it's like offensive. But I guess everyone's different, right?
Yeah, I was just wondering.
I can't speak for all females.
You can't, but it's more reference than I had for myself.
Okay, interesting. What's your nose hair situation like?
Oh, I gave him a trim over the weekend.
Yeah, nice.
We'll give him a trim.
Very good. All right. Well, we've learned two things to take home from that. Trim your nose hairs and be careful with bleach.
Don't hire Brooke as your cleaner.